It has been just over 1 month since a tropical depression from Hurricane Ida dumped 12 inches of rain in 4 hours in central El Salvador. The rains caused floods and mudslides that claimed nearly 200 lives and destroyed some 2,000 homes. Last week, Auxiliary Bishop of Chicago, John Manns, and the director for the Church in Latin America for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Father Andrew Small, traveled to El Salvador to assess the impact of the flooding. They plan to send funds from the annual collection for the Church in Latin America to aid those in need. We spoke with Father Andrew, who says that both faith and the work of the Catholic Church have significantly helped the victims of this disaster.
There's such tremendous stories of people in the middle of these mudslides holding on to the Blessed Mother or grabbing the crucifix or holding on to their rosary beads as this water swept them away, swept some of their family members away. And yet the stories that we heard were stories of tremendous faith, that God was still with them even in the midst of such a deluge. The work of the Church for Latin America in the bishops' conferences is a real concrete sign of solidarity. I mean, we talk about solidarity so much. Our world, our globalized world, seems to have gotten very, very small. We seem to know what's going on, but oftentimes we fail to realize that just because we know what's going on, it doesn't mean the reality is changing for lots of people. And I think we believe in the incarnation as we, during this Advent season, we prepare to celebrate the coming of God who became like one of us, everything but sin, that he compels us to make that presence real in other people's lives. And I think, we as a church have a long and can be proud of our tradition of that. And my prayer is that that would continue and that solidarity is built up.